Shabbat Shalom. I spent most of my life working in school or being in a school. And there's something magical and infuriating to me about the first day of school. I'm usually so excited that I can't sleep. Of course, it's the time when I need sleep the most, but I just can't do it. And every year, school begins, and I'm up at 4 a.m. Doesn't matter if I'm the student or the teacher or even the rabbi. I just can't sleep. I'm too excited, and I want to jump feet first into everything that lays ahead of me. Now, at the same time, where there's something I really dread doing, I could sleep for days. I don't wake up, I sleep really well, I wake up feeling fully confident that I'm about to go out and do whatever it is that I really don't want to be doing. That's typical. When there's something we're excited about, we want to just go and do it, and we put all of our energy, and it's in our brain, and it's always there, and we're something that we're not really excited about, we tend to push it off. Do any of you make to-do lists? Do you just ignore the thing that you don't want to do until there's really no other way to ignore that? Yeah. You should see my computer to-do list. That little red one that says, you've ignored me for 3 weeks now. It holds true also in our Jewish life. The Torah teaches us that we're expected to rush to do a mitzvah as soon as we're permitted to do them, which is why a bris is supposed to take place on the eighth day. Totally ceremony created by men. If you ask, this week we were able to celebrate with Cantor Biton and Michelle and Mia as they welcomed Rafael Idan into our community. And let me tell you, any woman on the eighth day after giving birth, no matter how it happens, the last thing they want to do really is put on a dress, invite 100 people to come stare at them while their baby cries, and there's nothing that they can do about it for that moment. But we rush to do it, because we want to welcome that baby into community. It's why on Yom Kippur, we're supposed to come home immediately after breaking our fast and put up our sukkah. Because again, of course we have the energy to do that after a 25-hour fast. The thrill and the excitement of what's to come is what propels us forward and eagerly await completing our tasks. This week, our Parsha, Parshat Ki Teitse, shares a number of laws that govern our society. We receive laws about war and taking care of hostages, laws about our clothing, laws about family relationships and parents and children, taking care of the poor, and so many more. Ki Teitse actually is the Parsha with the most number of individual mitzvot than any Parsha. But the recurring theme is the desire and ways in which we should execute the mitzvot prescribed to us. Chapter 21, verse 23 teaches, you must not let his corpse remain on the stake overnight, but must bury him the same day. Now, this specific verse is talking about someone who is impaled for committing a crime. The sentiment remains true for all of our dead. To avoid the desecration of the dead, we bury them as soon after the death as possible. However, to honor the dead, burial can also be postponed to enable those who live far away to be present. We even allow organ donation in honor of the mitzvah of saving a life. In the case of a burial, though, we rush to perform the mitzvah. We're not excited about it, necessarily. We're not glad that we're doing it. And here's where our religious world and our emotional worlds collide. The beauty of this verse is that we're commanded not only to rush to perform a mitzvah that might not be a happy one, but we're reminded of the importance of treating each person in our community, regardless of their social status, with the same dignity and respect. Ours is a feet-first religion. We rush to bury so that we can begin mourning, and we rush to name so that we can begin celebrating. The common theme is that Judaism demands that we dive in feet first to be together in community. Shabbat Shalom.